container that you put flowers in after you cut them to bring them in the house?
Well, I don't think so. I wouldn't, but call them flower pots and different things. I wouldn't afford my expression myself, but I just call them flower pots.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
What are the
things that you put beside the plate when you're getting ready to eat? The utensils that you put there, what do you call those?
Well, I put a spoon, fork, and a knife. And a glass if I was drinking milk. Like that.
What if you had some meat that was so tough you couldn't cut it with a regular knife? What would you put there instead?
As meat.
And it was real tough and you couldn't cut it with a regular knife. What kind of knife would you use?
Get a butcher knife. Or a sharp butcher knife.
If all the dishes are dirty, you say, it's almost supper time and before we can eat we have to have some clean dishes. I must... Or you might tell Ms. to do what to the dishes?
But wash some dishes.
Okay. After she washes the dishes, she then does what to them in clean
she
water?
She dry them. I mean dry them, you know, get that... That water will hang, you know, don't dry them.
I know, but I mean after she washes them with the soap, then she's got to get the soap off. How does she do that?
Rinse them.
And what do you call the cloth or the rag that you use to dry dishes?
Drying rag.
What do you call the small square of cloth that you use to bathe, to wash your face?
Wash rag.
And after you take a bath, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe or the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
If it were out in the yard, would you call it anything different?
Spigot, I think.
You call it a what?
Spigot.
If you were working out in a field and somebody brought water in a cart or a wagon, what would you call that container that the water was in?
Barrel, I guess.
Did it have something you could turn to get the water to come
that'd out? It'd have to be a faucet, too. I've seen those you used to make them things. Your faucet is the same. Bottom of the barrel.
The bottom of what?
The bottom of the barrel, you know, it's the faucet.
Back a long time ago, people used to buy a lot of flour at a time. What did they say they were buying? Buying a barrel of flour. What did molasses come in?
They made See, you use it always with a mill, a syrup mill, we call it in the country, you know. Run between two rollers and pulled by mules or horses. And cook it, you know, down there. People always made it in there. Their own syrup.
If you wanted to buy some, what would you call the amount of syrup that you bought, or what you bought it in?
Well, it went to the gallon.
Did you ever hear it called a stand? Stand of syrup?
Stein or stand. That's relating to beer, ain't it? Beer steins or stands?
Maybe so.
I didn't know molasses ever put up in.
How about lard? If you wanted to buy a whole lot of lard, what would you say? How much lard would you buy?
You can buy it for 100 pounds. Used to, you know, those big lard tubs, you know. You can buy any amount, but you can buy it, but they sell about a pound now. It used to